Well, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. In 2,000 years, few have ever witnessed what you are about to see. Why did over 400 Jewish people in Israel get instantly healed, and 800 Israeli Jews make public professions of faith and pray to be immersed in the Holy Spirit in fire? Now, what does it mean prophetically? And let's face it, what does it mean to you? Next.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, I have to tell you, I am absolutely in awe, as anyone that is about ready to see what we're going to show you. But what really and truly does this incredible Israeli harvest, what does it really mean? And here's what it really means. Jesus is coming back soon. That's what it means. Now, let's look at Scripture so I can show you step by step why I say what I say. Romans 11:25 is the key Scripture. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. You know, he doesn't want believers ignorant or in it's a mystery. He wants us to know. Yes. It's okay for those that aren't believers not to know, but it is not okay for believers for it to be a mystery. I don't desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Blindness in part has happened to Israel. What does that mean? There have been Jewish believers in every generation. So blindness in part, not total blindness. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. Now I want to reverse this and see if it gives you a little better understanding. When the age of the Gentiles is at its fullness, the spiritual scales will come off of the eyes of Jewish people. I maintain the age of the Gentiles is at its fullness because the spiritual scales are coming off the eyes of Jewish people. Hosea 3:5 explains this. But afterwards, what is afterwards? You see, we Jewish people were under a curse because, as you know, we were deported to Babylon for sin, and a curse has a set period of time. So when this curse is over, this is what Hosea is talking about. But afterwards, the curse of what? Blindness. But afterwards, the curse of blindness, the people return and devote themselves to the Lord their God, and to David's descendant. Who's David's descendant? The Messiah. And to David's descendant, their king. And in the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of his goodness. And you know what? Most believers have to understand those two words. Yes. Tremble in awe before the Lord and his goodness. Most people are specialists in the bad going on. But we're supposed to look at the goodness of God. We've kind of missed it. And I have to tell you this, when I prayed, and you'll see some of this, when I prayed for these brand new Jewish believers to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire, no orientation, no grid to understand. Their hands were trembling. As, by the way, I told them what the scripture says, lift holy hands to God. Their hands were trembling from the fire of the Holy Spirit. Now, the lecture in Israel, I call a lecture on the supernatural. And there was something different. It was different. I'll give you an example. First person I met was the porter at the airport helping us with the luggage. And he only goes to the end of the, as you exit the airport, he doesn't take you out. I started sharing about the Messiah. He had never heard what I was telling him before. He was so excited, he walked me out of the airport. He wasn't supposed to. But this is what he said when we left. He said, you promise someone that knows the same things you know, that lives in Israel, will call me. You promise that, and he gave me his number. I've never had this happen before. There's something different in the atmosphere in Israel. Now, one of my guests on It's Supernatural is an amazing man that operates in miracles, a former Catholic priest. His name is Dr. Francis Sizer. And he gave me this word, and so it shall be unfolded to you, my faithful son, as I have told you in secret. The times of my people is near upon you. Can't you see it? Can't you taste it? I'm opening the door of the nation Israel to be flooded by the angels of heaven now. Stories will begin to pour from throughout Judea and Samaria. Messiah will appear supernaturally to many. At first, a stream of miracles ankle deep from the temple of God in heaven. Then a river of miracles waist deep. Nothing can withstand what I have put in motion. Nothing can reverse my commanded blessing, says the Lord of hosts. This is what we're seeing right now. Now, first sign, spiritual scales off the Jewish eyes. Second sign, according to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 3, this is what is also about ready to happen in Israel. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine upon you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations on earth. But the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. We are going to see the assignment of the Jewish people picked up again. Here's the assignment. Most don't know this. Did you know this is the only nation in the world that God gives this one particular assignment to? Listen to this. Isaiah 61:6 says, Israel will be a nation of priests. You think about that. Most people miss that. Israel will be a nation of priests. Now, the priesthood stopped for a season due to the judgment, but the judgment is over. And what is the call of the Jew? The call of the Jew, that it's never, gifts and calling of God are without repentance, remember. The call of the Jew is John 4:22. Salvation is of the Jews. The call of the Jew is to be a nation of priests, to evangelize the four corners of the earth, and then the one new man comes in, the Jew joins arm with the Gentile believer, and that one new man, which actually, if you really, the better translation from the Greek, from Ephesians, is the one new humanity, devil's worst nightmare when Jew and Gentile become one in Messiah. Now, would you like to see the glory come on 1,000 unsaved Jewish people in Israel and 400, remember, unsaved Jews, before they accept the Lord, 400 instantly healed? Now, many of you, when I speak these words of knowledge to these Israelis, you know, there's something powerful about a word of knowledge. It comes from a zone where there's no time. And if it comes from a zone where there's no time, it'll operate as much for you at home and you here as it did in Israel. Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural. I want to set the stage for you. I just got back from Israel. In Israel, I did what I do all over the world. They're called lectures on the supernatural. And they're predominantly to Jewish people that do not know the Messiah. And I share the most supernatural thing I know, how God revealed himself to me. I don't know. There's no close second. And so what God graces me with, and I never realized it till I started studying the glory, is the glory for evangelism. I call it evangelism glory. And so when I start speaking, God starts moving in words of knowledge. When this first started, I didn't know how to handle it. I mean, because they'll think they're my words, and they'll give me the credit. And I know about Ananias and Sapphira. If you don't know about them, you better find out. But anyway, I'll tell you the truth. You know what God said to me? And I believe when he says it to me, he's saying it to you. You take this much of God's glory, and you're finished. You're finished. So I was a little nervous about it, but I took a chance. That's called faith or risk. I took a chance, and I said the words, and I've been doing it ever since. And what I found out is when after someone is healed, they're totally receptive to the gospel. That's the way God intended it. Yes. And the religious mind says, oh, no, you share the gospel, and then you pray for them to be healed. No, no, no. This purpose of the signs and wonders are to grab a non-believer's attention. So there were 20 buses of unsaved Jewish people came to our meeting from 7 different cities in Israel, from 7 different Messianic Jewish congregations. 1,000 unsaved Jewish people plus some believers came with them. But there were over 1,000 unsaved Jews. Do you know what it's like to see an auditorium jam-packed with 1,000 unsaved Jewish people? Now, it starts out with me sharing words of knowledge. I never know exactly when. Sometimes it's before I do say anything. Sometimes it's even in the middle. One time in Berlin, Germany, it was at the end, and I thought I'd never hear any words. But I want to take you inside that meeting, but be expectant that any word I say is for you.
I'm going to count to three, and at the count of three, I'm going to pray in the name of Yeshua, and a miracle will happen. Father, in Yeshua's name, let your glory cover this auditorium. And I pray that your glory will heal each person in Yeshua's name. One.
Раз.
Two.
Два.
Three.
Three.
Test your body.
Проверяйте свое тело. Наклонитесь.
If your arm hurts, start bending
проверьте
See if the pain is gone. You don't know unless you test. If you've tested your body,
если вы проверили свое тело,
and the pain is gone, the healing is there. I want you to raise your hand high so I can see it. Right high, I can't see them all.
Высоко поднимите руку, высоко.
Now look around, everyone.
Посмотрите вокруг.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Вы видели когда-нибудь такое? Смотрите, сколько людей больше.
I can tell you, outside of my meetings, I've never seen anything like.
Я вам скажу, что я
God is in this place.
Такого не часто вижу, потому что Бог здесь, Бог
God is in this place.
Now, as a result of the 400 miracles, 800 unsaved Jewish Israelis made public, stood up professions of faith. After that, they were told to lift holy hands to God and receive the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And I made sure that I didn't say just the Holy Spirit. I said what's in the Bible. Receive the Holy Spirit and fire. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural. Over 20 years ago, in a dream, God gave Sid Roth the instructions to create a book containing 10 Jewish testimonies they thought for themselves. Since then, he has mailed over 1.8 million books for free to unsaved Jewish people in North America. Many Jewish people have read the book and have become believers in Jesus as their Messiah. Now, a breakthrough survey by the Barna Group reveals that 21% of Jewish millennials in North America believe in the deity of Yeshua, Jesus, yet they do not know him as their personal Messiah and Lord. This is an opportunity to bring the gospel to young Jewish men and women like never before. Just as God instructed Sid to create the book they thought for themselves, so too Sid has created a supernatural testimony booklet specifically designed to reach Jewish millennials. It's called There Must Be Something More. We have already acquired a mailing list of 720,000 North American Jewish millennials, and we have started to mail Sid's new evangelistic booklet to this key group of young people ages 19 to 34. We have also created a state-of-the-art website geared to Jewish millennials. It has the answers to the most asked questions by young Jewish people, instructions on how to follow Jesus, and it even includes a place where they can ask a question that we may not have covered. Please call the number on the screen right now and say, "Yes, Sid, I will join Project 77 Millennial," adopting seven Jewish millennials right now to lead them to Messiah. Most unsaved Jewish people don't have a believing family praying for them to come to know Jesus as their Messiah. When you call, you are saying, "I will pray for their salvation, and I am providing each of them a copy of There Must Be Something More." Your gift of just $77 will provide this powerful book to seven Jewish millennials, and we will send you the names of your seven Jewish millennials so you can hold them up in prayer. When you call, you will also receive three copies of the book, There Must Be Something More, one for you and two to give away to the young people in your life. This book will stir your faith to believe God for your own family's salvation. Every day, Jewish people in North America pass into eternity without ever hearing a clear presentation of the gospel. Call now with your $77 gift and watch God extend His favor and blessings over your life. Call or give your gift on the web or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Or log on to sidroth.org/PM. Call, write, or log on today. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now, you just witnessed healing glory. I want to now show you the most important glory of all the glories, and that is salvation glory. And as you watch this historic video, and it is historic, I want you to have what... You know, I've studied in the Greek New Testament. It says a little different than the English. Jesus said, "This is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge of me." You see, experiential knowledge means what I just said. Your own experience, not someone else's experience. Not what you've been taught since you were that little. your own experience. And there's nothing more important than that. There's nothing that anyone can take away from you once you have your experience with God. A man and a woman with an experience, the devil cannot undermine their faith. So, I suggest you take advantage of this evangelism glory. And when I say the prayer for these Jewish people to know the Messiah, I suggest you say that prayer, studio audience, and at home, right along with me. Let's roll it.
I'm going to pray a supernatural prayer for those that want this heart transplant, have their sins forgiven, and know God. All of those that want this supernatural prayer, stand up right now and I'll pray.
Right now.
If your life is so great, stay seated. But if you want to know love, if you want to know purpose, if you want to know destiny, now is the set time. Right now is the time of your visitation. I want you to repeat this prayer out loud as Israel prays it. And mean it to the best of your ability. God asks nothing more. Dear God, I've made many mistakes for which I'm so sorry. I believe that the blood of Messiah washes away my sins. And because of the blood of Messiah, you remember my sins no more. And I am clean.
Я очищен.
And now that I am clean, Yeshua, come inside of me.
Yeshua, приходи в мою жизнь.
Take over my life.
Возьми мою жизнь.
I make you Lord of my life.
Я позволяю тебе стать Господом моей жизни.
Amen.
Now, remember I told you, my trip to Israel started with this young Jewish Israeli. Would you believe my return ended with a Israeli Muslim? Now, his brother had been driving us around in a taxi, and he had a very unusual cell ring. The Quran was being chanted every time he had a phone call on his telephone. And he was very religious. And so his brother was driving us to the airport to leave Israel. And his brother is just as religious. And I said things to him I had never thought about. You see, in the glory, remember Jesus says in the New Testament You will be given, when you're brought before judges, you will be told what to say when it happens. You're not going to be told beforehand. That's what happens in the glory. I knew exactly what to say to him. And when I said that to him, I was shocked. Because he told me he was a taxi driver for some of the greatest Christians. I would never mention their name, and he's always their driver. But let's face it, how many share the gospel with Muslims?
Yes.
How many share the gospel with Jews?
Yes.
I'm telling you, the two cousins are open to the gospel, Arabs and Jews. And he could not wait to talk to our mutual friend that knows the Lord, that is a Messianic Jewish pastor in Israel. He couldn't wait. He sees him all the time. He works for him. He's good friends. To tell him he wanted to know more about Jesus. He prayed a prayer with me, and this was the prayer he prayed. Jesus, if you're who Sid says he is, show it to me in a way I'll understand. And when a Muslim or a Jew prays a sincere prayer like that, they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. So I started with a Jew, ended with a Muslim. You know what? That's a perfect one new man, Jew and Gentile Christian, one in Messiah. We are going to see a billion souls come to the Lord. Lord, show us your glory!
An unprecedented supernatural door has opened. Large numbers of Jewish people are suddenly accepting Jesus as their Messiah and Lord like never before. As Sid Roth conducts evangelistic meetings for Jewish people in North America and around the world. Over 20 years ago, in a dream, God gave Sid Roth the instructions to create a book containing 10 Jewish testimonies. They thought for themselves. Since then, he has mailed over 1.8 million books for free to unsaved Jewish people in North America. Many Jewish people have read the book and have become believers in Jesus as their Messiah. Now, a breakthrough survey by the Barna Group reveals that 21% of Jewish millennials in North America believe in the deity of Yeshua, Jesus, yet they do not know him as their personal Messiah and Lord. This is an opportunity to bring the gospel to young Jewish men and women like never before. Just as God instructed Sid to create the book They Thought for Themselves, so too Sid has created a supernatural testimony book specifically designed to reach Jewish millennials. It's called There Must Be Something More. We have already acquired a mailing list of 720,000 North American Jewish millennials, and we have started to mail Sid's new evangelistic book to this key group of young people ages 19 to 34. We have also created a state-of-the-art website geared to Jewish millennials. It has the answers to the most asked questions by young Jewish people, instructions on how to follow Jesus, and it even includes a place where they can ask a question that we may not have covered. Please call the number on the screen right now and say, "Yes, Sid, I will join Project 77 Millennial, adopting seven Jewish millennials right now to lead them to Messiah." Most unsaved Jewish people don't have a believing family praying for them to come to know Jesus as their Messiah. When you call, you are saying, "I will pray for their salvation, and I am providing each of them a copy of There Must Be Something More." Your gift of just $77 will provide this powerful book to seven Jewish millennials, and we will send you the names of your seven Jewish millennials so you can hold them up in prayer. When you call, you will also receive three copies of the book, There Must Be Something More, one for you and two to give away to the young people in your life. This book will stir your faith to believe God for your own family's salvation.
In Genesis 12:3, God promises to bless those who bless the Jewish people. What blessing do you need? Family, salvation, health, more glory, finances? The heart of God at this moment is Jewish souls. Catch God's heart and watch His favor increase in your life.
Every day, Jewish people in North America pass into eternity without ever hearing a clear presentation of the gospel.
And just as the door has opened supernaturally, it will close just as suddenly. Please call right now.
Call now with your $77 gift and watch God extend His favor and blessings over your life. Call or give your gift on the web or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Or log on to sidroth.org/PM. Call, write, or log on today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Lana Vorza. I love getting prophetic words for the nations, but I also love it when I hear God's voice for individuals. My passion is to teach you how to hear God's voice clearly for yourself, because I know He wants to speak to you.